was called at Bethlehem 970. The 970th hymn. Holy Father, God of love, throned in majesty above, just and true are all thy ways, worthy of eternal praise. Thank you.
12. The reason is that any man entitled has the right of God, that any which have defended, they not cover you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, friends, it is written that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable to different ways of prayer. And that applies, of course, to all parts of the Word of God. The doctrine of profitable to instructed in truth. The promises are profitable to strengthen our faith and our hope as we go on our way. The exhortations are profitable to cure up the child in our hearts. The warnings are profitable to preserve it from nerve and failure that we set our heart and which perhaps we must not be aware of if the Word of God did not warn us concerning them. The precepts in the Gospel are profitable to teach us in what way we are to do the will of God. And on earth it may be obedient of that. I wonder sometimes whether the various parts and applications of the Word of God in these days are sufficiently appreciated. Whether they may not be a kind of thing of such and such a word or the line of truth that it contains is very profitable, but another which may seem rather necessary, that we may not appreciate that this is equally necessary. And if right we assume, this would be profitable. There is very much in the three parts of the calendar, therefore I assume all of our precepts, and that of course has a wider meaning than just admonition, it embraces the whole regulation of truth, therefore I assume all our precepts in all things to be right. And I think that we call it grace. Now, my friends, this involves a very strong responsibility upon us to accord with the truth of the Word. That is, as I mean to declare, that the Word will help us, the whole character of God, without partiality. Of course, it's in a certain sense, rests more upon the pastor and his ministry to God. Because, of course, visiting ministry, and especially if not myself, only attending to visit the friends once a year, we can hardly expect you to defend the whole country of God on one occasion. But we are pastors, and constantly having the Word of God before our people, which may be and which more often requires us that we give them the whole counsel of God in all its various manifestations. But then, from the responsibility of the Word, for the Word of God is our spiritual truth. It is that which nourishes us, establishes us, and is true. To give our spiritual food. Now, just as it is with our natural food, we live a balanced life. So in our spiritual God here, Father, to see you. But still, if you can use the word, may the Lord bring the direct of our sins. And first, I make a brief remark upon the grace of God itself. Then, chapter 40, we find out the Bible, how any man may tell of the grace of God. And then, what a diligent exercise about his mind, which should serve us to. This is diligently that any man tell of the grace of God. And then it comes to this, thank you. Because I could see my brain and no shall begin to sound long before the tournament is over. Right? It's brought into our midst. That's it. It's hot. Pours right up into his lips. Nothing that I'll be sitting too long. For the weather of the gracious God and the rest of the sea. For now Jesus Christ is now the right person. To experience anything of Jesus Christ is to experience the right person. Not so long, but it is the gracious God in the proclamation of it in the gospel. So the gospel is the proclamation of gracious God. There's been no gospel to us and people have not. So the gospel, we remember, when we have that touching and tender and anxious farewell to the elders of the church of Ephesus, we remind you that the ministry among them has been affected by the gospel of the gracious God. Yet the gospel is the promulgation, the proclamation, the presence of his gracious God. And then, of course, we might pass on to consider the gracious God in the effectual operations of it in the heart. There's a calling by grace. For when the grace of God overcomes all that which is offered at church, in the human heart, becomes belief and faith and energy and harmony and the like, that the divine calling. What makes the calling of God an effectual calling is the power of worship to the grace of God in it. Never having and training. If you've ever felt the influence, the effect of the grace of God in your heart, that is the call of God again. In the first instance, when the grace of God overcame, subdued, quickened, and brought repentance and faith into your soul, that is, to the call of God's name. I think that is not always very clearly understood. I think that is the call of God's grace is something beyond what they've ever experienced when they've experienced it in the grace of God in their heart all the time. Well, I must pass on to my God, I did not propose matters before. I said I was looking at the theory not about the grace of God. So I can't help but say that I'm not sure it's got four of you in the church. Let us come then to the next consideration. Looking diligently, lest any man fail at the grace of God. I know not which can be the cause. I have been to me what it was not intended to me, and that is to represent the grace of God in an Australian sense, and then fail of it and experience it now. Well, if no church has any interpretation of one scripture by the general teaching, the Word of God will not matter, and the general teaching the Word of God does not confirm such an exposition of this text. There are actually four ways in which a man may fail the grace of God. I put them for you as simply as I can. And first of all, and this is a very common consideration, a man may fail the grace of God in the sense that he fails to possess it at all. He fails to possess the grace of God. I know it might have said that no man can give himself to grace of God. No. But a man should give his teaching that together to possess the grace of God in all. Because although he can't give the grace of God to himself, there is none in turn. There is none in turn. But now, consider for a moment what a false hope it is. That we might fail the grace of God, and especially where we might fail the grace of God, which hath all our lives. Time, we might listen to this gospel sound, and hear the Lord's service set forth in the prophecy and the precious nature of the grace of God, as it is God's kingship, it is God's kingship. By the way, I don't find here the offer of the grace of God to anyone. No, I have the grace of God and recognize the offer, but I really want to speak the grace of God in such ways as that we could speak to him to any part of the grace of God. But we took it past time. I would say, in the very common consideration, we may hear the grace of God and all of the church. I think that's very important. And if you're not looking diligently in this matter, that is very possible. We may feel that there is interest in listening to the gospel ministry, especially if there is a measure of gift and ability and such originality of thought and expression, certainly participation. But we may expect really hard in that area. And we can't quite have a steady power to a listener who knows really good looking into our own heart. Oh, it's called the thinking man. Oh, when is that not of course? I hear the voice of God for years, and then say to God, because they tell us this is God. And now I'm going to say it to you in your life. And then we have to come out to another. It's a very strong thing in our time to seek the grace of God and tell us this is God. You say, what is that happening to you? And this is happening. And this is happening. We speak some great things in this matter. We exercise our mind, not necessarily speak towards the scripture. We continue to come before congregation. We must have something in the service. We read the scripture and follow the scripture. That we might have a word to speak in the Lord's name. And it is wonderful, I must tell you, how the Lord works in us when we speak in his name, year in and year out. That the danger is that we also do a common thing for speaking, to speak the grace of God, and such good acceptance for the Lord can bless us through, even if some time goes to come, doesn't it? Amen. Although I think of the most part, if the Lord does not pray, I think before the Lord is the best of grace of God to say the truth of the gospel. But still, like you say, you know, we must say the truth of grace in our profession, in our ministry. All the praise God to say all the gospel. So now, that's one situation. Looking diligently that they might pray to the best of grace of God of the world. Then another consideration. Looking diligently that they might pray to obtain to the grace of God. And expecting God in that sense to exalt the mind. And that is what directed my mind to reading in the scripture to the Galatians, you see. Now, there are people who appear to receive grace of God in a very large way, and that they spoke of not blessing the sinner. For the apostle Mark and Luke, where the testimonies to be paid off, and that they manifested such testimonies in the apostle, who is the means of bringing the gospel and the grace of God in it to him, is treasured through the suffering of our lives for me. The one thing came over him. One thing is that a good life in Jesus has grown for a person, accepting the amongst him, and with his purpose of drawing away the grace of God that on the old days of Christian events. Well, they say you must be justified and you can't be saved. Well, it's true, but that's not the grace of God. There's nothing about that in the gospel. And this defending the grace of God with God and not pleasing church. So we might not ask ourselves whether to seek the grace of God with affection that we used to do. Because the tension is in the heart, almost even earlier. It will not affect the external part of our passion. Now, I'm not suggesting that the religion of the Christian that is a good one to say to anyone, because I'm not much your heart. And the reverend to put the word before you, as I feel, it is meant to be set forward. While there is a great thing to be set forward, I'm not the wrong model, and then we find reason and reason. To hear the voice of God for a while, and then to hear the voice of God. And you know, even in time, there's so many gifts in religion, so many cross-cutting things to be at this time where we are. And if ever there is a time when the religion and grace of God and salvation by grace needed to stand firm by it, what did you do today? Well, if they pray for who will stand? If we could be a faithful, loyal witness of the grace of God, they might maintain it to present it. But you know, we're subject to tensions in our hearts. Therefore, the grace of God has a The Talmud was the place in mind. Well, you can see I can quote from the Jew. For Barnabas is a very tender spirited man. He is a tender point to David, just as his own name. For Barnabas was the place in Mark, although Mark had come back and left. Paul did not make fault of what time for the world he went from. He was so perfect in his own spirit to him that that power that God could call his ancestors, his ancestors, no, he went back from it. He went the whole way. And you see, that they might come to the scriptures in him. So, Paul was a man of mind, the father, the man faith in man, like a drug that people put out his trunk, you can't go with it. But when you desire the time to see the scripture, it's there. And so it's very clear. A real drug that you can give one another, and you're forbearing one another, and you're not forbearing with my prayer. So, heaven is not a drug. It's intention, it's faith, not to be a time of going to the other. Another word that puts us in pain, the enemy, or the rock down the enemy of the earth. That was his worst thing. You see, the enemy made that soul of Barnabas in anger, his anger with one another. He may fall in grace with God, so it is true. They fell the grace of God in the enemy of the earth. They have never left his life under the grace of God in the enemy of the earth. When is that ready for? Call it. Become angry with that man. And the love it. And the root of forgiveness for you to spring up. As far as the grace is concerned. And sometimes one needs to have a conversation. And it's not going to be a fucking nature. But to stir up indignation in one another's mind. We need to pray for you. We don't pray for grace. I've been fond of my dear, and I can consider them as a real step on the distance to the revelation of God. I would not contradiction. Bitter, angry, lusty contradiction. But he never felt the grace of God. He never felt that the least kind of difference in the purity of his spirit. And longer, he was full of grace. Oh, how much goodness was here in the land. It's known he did not walk in the land, he did not say that he was a soft in the land. No, he was good to be super powerful. Just as far as he made the thought, when Jimmy was just as a tough guy, he was a manifest the grace of spirit all along his soul. No, the time has come to tell us. I hope you're on your field. Just to read the mark in any way directed, well, they cannot be directed directly to I don't know anyone listening to this tonight, as though you did not think that you were a mark. And then one day it appears, and sometimes it's speaking to conversation about that you don't know much more except making a question in the hands of God. Such an honesty of Jesus Christ. Also, not so that someone did not touch him in the majesty, and he didn't come, which would be a very, very, very long thing for me to do. The wonder of homeschooling, one such congregation, is no one in his mind for us to do another 4 years ago as a child. So I just put the words and touch him, and thank him, and thank him, and feel him, many times in my mind. I feel nothing more. I don't know what I can do. No. The world of mankind is gone. It is my way. The
Let us close by singing hymn 1094.
I will.